Now, some energy experts are concerned about how fast data centers are growing in Texas and what that could mean for our power grid, especially as we head into winter.
So ERCOT met yesterday, and part of the meeting focused on just how quickly the projects are coming in. KHU11's Julissa Garza has been combing through that meeting. She joins us now live in the newsroom. So when it comes to the grid, Julissa, people get concerned because of the past winter storms. What is ERCOT saying about that now?
Yeah, Jacob, and it's understandable why people get worried, but ERCOT says right now they still expect a low chance of emergency operations or rolling blackouts this winter. At the same time, though, the conversation about data centers is far from over. Here's what we learned from ERCOT. Now, right now, ERCOT says one of the fastest growing demands on the grid is from large electronic loads, and the majority of those requests are tied to new data center projects. In yesterday's board meeting, ERCOT said they're seeing a sharp increase in large load connection requests and that they're now having to review them in groups because of how many are coming in. They also said the current study process was designed for far fewer projects, and they're working with the Public Utility Commission to update those rules.
So we continue week after week to see more interest in connecting to the ERCOT grid. Over 70% of those requests are data center requests across the system.
And that's why ERCOT says data center growth will be a big part of future planning as they figure out how much new power generation and transmission will be needed to handle that demand.